The arrest of two former employees of the Central New York SPCA for allegedly stealing funds from the animal shelter is shining a light on the issue of embezzlement at nonprofits. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
It's pretty common. Just this year in Central New York, there have been accusations of a woman stealing from a nonprofit that works with people with mental illness. There have been two stories of accusations of embezzlement in a couple of Pop Warner football organizations, and a Syracuse couple 2 years ago admitted to swindling a Manlius church out of almost $500,000. What do these cases all have in common?
The common denominator is invariably a longtime employee that everybody knows and everybody trusts.
Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says that was the case with the SPCA. The former director and an associate are accused of stealing almost $700,000 over 5 years by writing checks to themselves from the animal shelter's general fund. Ex-executive director Paul Morgan has worked there for about 20 years, according to Fitzpatrick. The DA says there's an easy answer to avoiding this kind of theft for any nonprofit.
Don't trust anybody.
And that means having rules in place, according to Fitzpatrick, where there are checks and balances when it concerns money.
You've got to have a system where multiple people review accounts, checks. You can't have one person with check writing authority. All checks need to be countersigned by at least two people. And then there have to be periodic audits that are done by outside agencies.
Fitzpatrick says anyone interested in more information on this can contact the Rackets Bureau in his office. As for the SPCA, the animal shelter has changed the way money is handled there, and Interim Director Nick Pirro says it can be a lesson for all.
The fact that everything was in the hands of one person was a huge mistake, and that's what happens.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.